What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you were talking before about, you know, police abuse, like confiscating people's property, and of course, the possibility of gun confiscation. That would be, you know, you want a civil war. That's probably the quickest way a civil war is going to be triggered up. If they come after the guns. Now, I just want to say something about the police, okay? You know about Waco. And I remember we talked about it before, and you said you thought, you know, you heard something about that before ATF officers that were killed had worked for the Secret Service, and they were covering something up or something like that. But I've looked into Waco. I've looked at the documentaries about it, read about it, looked at the movie and the documentaries. And from Florida, I remember what happened. Plain and simple, the ATF was prepared. They had like over 100 agents, heavily armed. I mean, they were going to take that place and they were going to bring some smoke. They did not expect that they were going to be met with that kind of resistance. As soon as that resistance started and a few of their officers started getting blown away, they ran like a bunch of chickens. I mean, like a bunch of, you know, like a hound with his tail between their legs. They were actually crying. I saw, you know, interview with the sheriff at the time, not just the on the documentary. It was called something about Rules of Engagement. Rules of Engagement. Yeah, that sheriff said
a backstory on how they got into this mess. At the time leading up to Waco, the BATF was in serious political trouble. They had, of course, not been created with police powers, but they'd been given them recently. And so they started going on out and acting like a police force. And there had been several unfortunate incidents of the BATF kicking down the wrong doors and shooting and killing innocent homeowners. And so there was a lot of talk in Washington, D.C. about rescinding the BATF's police powers and requiring the BATF to basically work with local police enforcement. Whenever they had to engage in a mission. Well, the BATF did not want to give up their power. So they figured they needed some good press. And so they decided, we're going to go on over to this church compound. And we know they've got a lot of guns there because the way they fund their little communal lifestyle is they buy and sell guns. They'll buy broken guns, repair them. They take them out to gun shows and sell them, which, being Texas, it was all perfectly legal and above board. David Koresh was known to all the local law enforcement. He was friends with everybody. Only the week before Waco had happened, they'd all gone shooting together. And Koresh brought some guns. The cops brought the ammo, and they had a really good Texas time. But the BATF said, we're going to take these people down. We're going to have a real big news story about this dangerous gun-loving cult that was brought to heel by the BATF. And they actually brought along a bunch of reporters with them to make sure they had good media coverage, one of whom was friends with David Koresh. And so this reporter called Koresh and said, are you aware that you're about to be raided by the BATF? And Koresh said, no, thank you for letting me know. So when the BATF showed up, Koresh opens the front door of the Branch Davidian Church, and he walks out unarmed, at which point he is shot in the groin by one of the BATF people. And they get back inside, and things just went downhill from there. And I wrote an article about Waco myself, looking at all the photographic evidence and realizing that virtually all of the gunfire was going from the outside in. And it later turned out that the reason there was almost no return fire at all was because all of the working guns were out at gun shows being sold that day. And if you look at the post-fire photo of their armory, their storage area, the guns are all undisturbed. and the ashes falling on them prove that they were there in their racks and stands when the fire started. So it was a horrible, horrible situation. It was a huge embarrassment for the government, which was ended when the FBI came on in with their tanks saying, this is not an assault, this is not an assault, and knocked holes in the walls of the church and pumped in this CS tear gas, which is illegal to use on enemy troops in time of war. And as a propellant, they used methyl acrylate, which is the chemical that is used to bend plexiglass to make those nice little shields over the salad bar in restaurants so that you're not dropping your dandruff and ukus all over the food underneath here. And that stuff is lethally dangerous. And yeah, they basically just made sure that there were no witnesses who could tell the other side of the story. Then, of course, Hollywood cranked out this movie about David Koresh was sexually abusing all the children in the church, and the usual propaganda that comes out following these things.
Well, but the whole thing is, Mike, what I'm trying to say, and if you notice, I don't believe the FBI was actually driving those tanks either. I believe it was probably it was probably Wesley Clark doing a favor because he was personal friends with Slick Willie. Yeah, and remember, he was the commander, I believe, of the first cap, which was by Fort Hood at the time, which is very close. I believe he did a favor to Slick Willie at the time and secretly used some of his armored personnel. Because, you know, as far as I know, the FBI doesn't know how to drive and work tanks, okay? So I don't believe that part either. I believe what I am trying to say, though, is the police are not going to be able to control a rebellious population. They would be slaughtered. Okay? They just don't have the kind of guy. They don't use the combat. They used to basically, you know, a 10-on-1 situation most of the time. They have to wrestle somebody to the floor or something like that, or to shoot. You know, every once in a while, one of them gets shot. It doesn't really happen that often. It's just that the news, the corporate media plays it up so much. It's not even considered one of the more dangerous jobs in the country. So I don't believe they're prepared. They're ready, or they would know what to do. I think they would. And by the way, I believe some police, especially sheriff's departments, who are directly elected by the people, especially in middle America, in real America, would not go along with something like that anyway. There are already reports of sheriffs saying we're not going to, you know, confiscate guns and all that, even now. And they would probably be in the
side. Well, you know, it's interesting because the open borders people have already helped set the legal precedent for states and local communities to simply say, we're going to ignore federal law, you know, with all these sanctuary cities.
You're right.
I remember when the Rodney King riots broke out in Los Angeles, how the LAPD ran like heck when they saw that crowd of people.
Oh, they sure did. They ran like chickens. They were not ready. That's why they actually had to call in finally. Even the National Guard wasn't enough at the time. They actually had to call in the regular Army and the Marines to actually quell that riot. And that was, you know, back in the 1990s. We're not even talking about the 60s when this happened quite a bit. Police are not, you know, the brave, you know. No, I used to be a peace officer in New York, okay? Believe me, you're not the bravest people in the world. I'm not the bravest guy in the world, okay? You think somebody asked me whether I could do what they did in World War II and storm up those cliffs there at Normandy. I'm telling you right now, I don't think so, okay? I'd have probably had a nervous breakdown, all right? I'm going to tell you right now.
Yep.
Even had I gone to Vietnam, I don't know. You know, I wasn't literally somewhere not too far from Vietnam, you know, not too far, you know, away from the Vietnam times. And I'm telling you, too, I don't know if I could have gone to Vietnam and been successful, okay? Because, I mean, that is real danger. To be a policeman or any other kind of law enforcement officer, be an FBI, it's chicken stuff, chicken you know what, okay? It's not the same thing. They would not be able to control the American population. As soon as they ran into organized resistance, and you'd have militias forming, you'd have heavily armed militias forming, and they would stop the confiscations. And you saw what happened too in Nevada there with the Bundys.
Yes,
the federal officers chickened out. They chickened out, plain and simple. Okay, they weren't ready to take those guys on. They knew these guys meant business. Later on, they set traps for them and arrested a bunch of them illegally. But they were not ready to take on those. Not only the ranchers, but the militias that came to help the ranchers. They're not ready for that. I'm telling you, Mike, they better not start with the confiscation. They better, you better start having some common censure. Now, I know they'll get away with it probably in a city like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles even today. Not the Los Angeles back in the 90s, but the L.A. of today, San Francisco. Sure, they get away with that there. But they're not going to get away with it in the middle of America. They're not even going to get away with it in liberal Washington. Washington is one of the places where sheriff in middle, not in the Seattle area, but in eastern Washington, that he's not going to confiscate guns, confiscate magazines. That's not going to happen.
Didn't somebody set up a sanctuary city for gun owners? I seem to remember that from earlier in the year, where they literally declared their town a sanctuary city for gun owners, and that no federal gun laws would be enforced in there.
And these magazine laws are illegal too. Can't tell us that how many, most magazines are, a 9mm is set up for about 17 rounds. Okay. You're not going to get people to go back to the 10 round magazines. It's not going to happen. It may happen in a few states that basically it's almost impossible to get a gun anyway, which to me goes against the Constitution. I personally believe the Constitution says you have the right, any American citizen has the right to buy, have, and carry a gun. Now, if you mess up with it, that's different. Then you get arrested and you go to jail. Okay?
There's actually been a couple of Supreme Court cases that declared the Second Amendment reserves to the American people equal weapons to those possessed by the uniformed military. And that, of course, gets to the heart of the purpose of the Second Amendment, which is to reserve to the American people the means to convince the government to mind its own business. But, of course, the government doesn't want to mind its own business. It wants to mind your business, and that's why the Second Amendment is under attack.
And when they talk about the militia, they're talking about the militia the way it was back then when the people were the militia. Even if you go into the Old West, and that even goes with talking about sheriffs and posses. Like in the Old West, you might have had in a town or area had maybe one or two. You may have had a sheriff or a marshal, a couple of deputies, and that's it. Anything major that they had to take care of, the sheriff would form a posse of citizens. He would deputize them as a posse, and they would take care of what they had to take care of. If it was pretty much everybody was armed, and they were usually able to take care of business. That's how it was handled then. It wasn't handled that, they had a bunch of uniformed donut-eating slobs going around, liking to issue traffic summonses to people.
Well, you know what's amazing? What's amazing bit of history is that despite the image promoted of the Wild West, which was actually propaganda to try and discourage laborers in Eastern factories from going on out and homesteading. The Wild West was actually quite calm and far more peaceful than the big cities of the time, especially if you look at the draft riots of New York. And the reason the gunfight at the OK Corral became such an historic event is it was so unusual. Nothing like that had ever happened before in the history of the West, and everybody was talking about it. And the primary reason that cowboys wore guns on their hips had nothing to do with robbing banks or shooting each other or quick draw. It was a safety device, because if you got thrown from your horse and your foot was stuck in the stirrup and the horse was galloping, you were going to die unless you had the means to bring the horse down. And that's where that whole idea of a gun and holster emerged from.
I thought it basically is the equalizer, that, everybody had the ability to defend themselves. I thought that's what it was. I didn't know that was the case about the horse, So, but I'm telling you, Mike, they better stop with this, confiscation, because they are going, that if anything starts a civil war, that's going to be it if they try to do that.
I hear you, and I hear so many other people saying civil war, revolution. I'm sad to hear it, because along with avoiding World War III, avoiding a bloody conflict in the streets of the United States has been one of my major reasons for doing what I've been doing for the last quarter of a century. And so, in essence, with all this talk about civil war and revolution around there, you know, I'm feeling like a failure and that I've wasted all those years. So I hope you're wrong. I concede that you may well be right.
But you know what, Mike? Let's look at the good side. I don't think either are going to happen. I pray they don't. But if I had to take a choice between a civil war in the United States or a thermonuclear war with Russia and or China, I'll take the civil war, okay? Because we can survive that. We're not going to survive a thermonuclear war with a, you know, not going to happen. So wouldn't you take, I mean, it'd be a bad choice.
Yeah, if I had to choose between thermonuclear war with the rest of the world and a civil war in the United States, I would go with the civil war. Of course, that's easy for me to say. You know, I'm an old man now. I'm not going to be serving in anybody's army on either side. You know, my guns, which hold only one shot, they're all corroded to uselessness anyway. They're basically wall decorations at this point in my life.
What kind of gun laws does Hawaii have anyway?
Oh, we've got very, very strict gun laws. We have very strict gun laws, and they're always pushing for more.
In North Carolina here, you can carry you don't even have to have a concealed carry permit to have a gun in your car as long as it's exposed. And you also have open carry. You can carry a weapon. I see some people kind of going in the stores and stuff with their, you know, guns on their hips that you can, as long as it's open and it's not concealed, you can do that without a license. I don't do that because I don't like attention. I don't like people looking at me and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? I think, however, if things get bad enough, I might. I do, you know, same thing, have it in the vehicle. Right now, crime isn't that bad of a situation here. And I got my house protected, but, you know, I try not to go out, you know, outside with it, all right, if I don't have to. But like I said, if things get bad enough, it might come down to it. And at least this is a state where, you know, at least for now, hopefully we're not going to get some liberal that's going to try to take that away. I don't think so. Not in the deep South. It's not going to, probably not going to happen. But you never know. But I personally believe there should be no laws when it comes to the Second Amendment. Believe it or not, Vermont, which is a very liberal state, one of the best gun laws. That's one of the reasons I would have possibly voted for Bernie Sanders, that he got the nomination. Vermont has some of the best laws in the country because there are no laws. The same thing in a lot of other states passed constitutional carry. But they've got to start, you know, better start stop with that thing about the red flag laws, because all that's going to lead to is abuse. Because anybody could say anything about anybody. I mean, I'm thinking to myself when I was married, me and my ex were going at it, living in the same house. Now, what I did at the time, I was a law enforcement officer at the time. I knew she would try something, so I left my guns at work, in the operations office at work. I told them what was going on. I said, it's better I don't have them on me. And sure enough, she calls the cops one day and said I threatened her, right? With a gun. I said, so I showed them a receipt from the, you know, from the major at the time that was in charge of, you know, in charge. And I said, here's the receipt. This is where I keep my guns. I don't take them home with me because of all the problems I'm having with her. I expected she was going to do. He was ready to arrest. They were ready to arrest her for that. I told him, just leave her alone. Forget it. You know, I was going to be like that.
Okay.
I had a little kid. My kids were little.
Yeah. But these red flag laws are not going to solve the mass shooting problem. They are, in fact, probably going to create a lot of domestic discord, which could then in turn lead to violence. And you don't have to have a gun to commit an act of violence. We have seen that demonstrated time again. You know, go to the hardware store, buy a machete. Anyway, Mark, I've let you ramble on long enough. We have to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. And I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want
to
be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And apparently there is now a yellow vest movement in Taiwan. So this is really spreading. And I imagine after the holidays are over, and especially after we get into the spring thaw, I think it's really going to take off. Okay, speaking of getting into the warming of spring, there is a blizzard warning across the Midwest. A lot of snow coming down there. Up in Washington State, where we used to live, it's snowing on Snoqualmie Pass, where Claire and I used to go on up there. And we'd see the most beautiful blues in some of that glaciated ice there. And so it is coming down out there. And we're supposed to get thunderstorms here tonight, but we're not going anywhere. So now here's an interesting little example of how the Greens, the liberals, what have you, will latch onto an idea and not think it all the way through. And one that I've talked about many times before is when they went to this idea of using ethanol as an automotive fuel. And they said it's going to be carbon neutral because the plants being processed to make the ethanol absorb the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, which is then re-released when you burn the ethanol. The problem is that, first of all, it's not carbon neutral when you factor in the emissions from the processing plants. Two, alcohol, ethanol, does not have the same chemical energy as gasoline, so you have to buy and burn more of it to get the same amount of work out of your vehicle. Third, especially for older cars, they're not designed to work with ethanol, and it was dissolving the fuel systems. There are a lot of new cars now where when you buy them, you better read that manual very carefully. Because it says if you are using gasoline above a certain level of concentration, it will void the warranty on the engine. So they really did not think it all the way through. And this is another example. Everyone's talking solar panels. Oh, we got it. Solar panels are clean. It's a clean source of energy. It's a clean source of energy. Well, once they're built, yes. The problem is that the manufacturer and then eventual disposal of them produces huge amounts of toxic waste. And the International Renewable Energy Agency in 2016 estimated there were about 250,000 metric tons of solar panel waste in the world at the end of the year. And they're projecting that this will reach 78 million metric tons by 2050. Now, solar panels contain lead, cadmium, other toxic chemicals that cannot be removed without breaking apart the entire panel. And approximately 90% of most PV modules are made up of glass. But the glass cannot be recycled as float glass due to the impurities in it, which include plastics, lead, cadmium, and antimony. So researchers at the Electric Power Research Institute undertook a study for U.S. solar-owning companies and determined that to plan for end-of-life of the solar panels, that disposal in regular landfills could not be recommended because these toxic materials would leach out into the groundwater. Now, a lot of people concerned about vaccine safety have cheered on the election to the U.S. House of Representatives, Senator Mark Green. He's a medical doctor, and he is out there vowing that he is going to challenge the CDC about fraudulent vaccine research and data. Now, according to the Autism Action Network, who has an action alert about the issue, Dr. Green, a West Point graduate and Bronze Star hero, intends to stand on the CDC's desk and get the real data on vaccines. And I'm proud of you and good luck, and make sure you're wearing your Kevlar undies because there's big money in vaccines. Big enough to kill for. Now, over in Italy, they've had a major upset. This month, the Italian government fired all 30 members of their vaccine policy advisory board, saying it needs a rethink. Now, over in Italy, children are required to have 11 vaccines to attend school. The Italian people are fighting back. First, they voted out the government that pushed for the mandates. And apparently, in December, a scientific research group, Corvelva, announced it had received 10,000 euros from the Italian National Order of Biologists to use the money to test the contents of every vaccine currently on the market. The result of their first test was released on December 16th. The report is a doozy. We did mention it before, but I'm going to mention it again because you will never hear this on the corporate media. Basically, they found the vaccines did not have the antigens for the disease the vaccine was for, meaning no antibodies would be created. The vaccines were fraud. They also found all kinds of mysterious cross-contaminants as well. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this big scandal that just erupted over there in Italy, where the Italian government has literally fired everybody on their vaccine safety board and said, we need a rethink here. And there was this laboratory, Corvelva, that got a grant to actually test the vaccines to see what was in them. And the first vaccine they thoroughly tested was Infanrix Hexa. This is a 6-in-1 vaccine manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline that is supposed to contain the following antigens: tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis toxoids, inactivated poliomyelitis, viral strains 1, 2, and 3, and hepatitis B surface antigen. And the lab found none of those antigens in the vaccine. It just wasn't there. What they did find was unrecognizable macromolecules, very large molecules like proteins, chemical toxins, various free bacterial peptides that are potential allergens and are capable of inducing autoimmune reactions, and apparently, a lot of people are saying this could finally bring justice to parents who lost their children in 2009 when 36 children died and more than 1,700 were injured in a clinical trial which is Big Pharma speak for human experimentation. Meanwhile, over at New Jersey, at the Health Plus Surgery Center, almost 4,000 people have to have their blood tested after it was revealed they may have been exposed to HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. And apparently, these were patients of the Health Plus Surgery Center in Saddlebrook. And if you were treated there between January 2018 and September 7th, 2018, you've probably received a letter or will receive a letter saying that during this period, there were, quote, lapses in infection control in sterilization and cleaning instruments. In other words, they just weren't taking care of stuff. Now, remember a while ago, we reported on this John Hopkins study that said medical mistakes are now the third leading cause of death in this country. Now, when the corporate media puts up a list of causes of death, they'll start with the first and second, which are cancer and heart disease. They won't mention medical mistakes. It goes right there down to the rest of them here, because after all, corporate media depends on advertising dollars from Big Pharma. And you can't go on out there and tell people that, you know, they're taking their life in their hands every time they go into a doctor's office. Apparently, Pinterest has now banned Health Nut News for posting natural health information and vaccine safety info. They're really trying to shut it down. This one is going to be very hard for Big Pharma to explain. And this is coming out of Natural News. And it's about this McDowell family in Detroit, Michigan. And apparently, they had three children, triplets, Richie, Robbie, and Claire. All three children were vaccinated on the same day, and within hours, they all became severely autistic. So you think about that one for a while. It's just another racket to get your money. Another story from Natural News. Scientists who find glyphosate herbicide in common foods are silenced or reassigned. Now, obviously, when you buy a package of food, there's a list of ingredients, but you won't find glyphosate mentioned on there. But you should not be surprised that it's been used on non-organic fruits and vegetables. But apparently, it's also made its way into a surprising number of popular foods. And the U.S. government scientists found glyphosate in foods like crackers, cornmeal, granola, cereal. The information wasn't publicized. It had to be pried loose through a Freedom of Information request. Now, for 2 years, the FDA has been testing food samples for glyphosate residues, but they have yet to release any results. How to keep those corporations happy? It makes money. And as long as it makes money, it's a good thing. Like I mentioned to that caller earlier, I noticed on TV, Smirnoff, which is a manufacturer of vodka, is now running an ad campaign that they're only using GMO-free grains to make their vodka. Because obviously, we don't know how much glyphosate would come through the distilling process for spirits that are made with GMO grains. Somebody has to find out, somebody in a lab. Try getting funding for that one here. Over in Tennessee, there was this, well, still is, this nurse practitioner, Christina Collins, 43. And at one point, she was once the ninth highest opioid prescriber in Tennessee. She was prescribing a patient 51 pills a day. And she routinely prescribed massive opioid dosages to patients she never actually examined. Now, the Tennessee Department of Health argued her prescriptions were so colossal, their only reasonable use would be drug trafficking or suicide. but she got to keep her license. Collins was sentenced to 2 years of professional probation, but she continues to work at small clinics and nursing homes in the Knoxville area. Again, back to that Johns Hopkins study. You know, the opium crisis is real. The pharmaceutical corporations have a cheap source of opium, courtesy of the war in Afghanistan, and they're pushing those pills. They're definitely pushing those pills. Over in Great Britain, they've been handing out this drug called letrozole, and it's primarily used to treat breast cancer. Was prescribed 755,000 times last year in Great Britain. Apparently, it's only just now been discovered that this drug affects brain function and memory. Apparently, it targets the hippocampus. Another story, this from SHTF Plan. There's a major antitrust lawsuit against some large drug companies, and they're accusing Big Pharma of working together to raise the cost of generic drugs. Now, these drugs have had their prices increased recently by 1,000% or more. They're just raking in the dough. And as long as they go sharing the goodies with corporate media and the politicians, the situation is going to remain pretty much the same. But apparently, attorneys general for 45 of the 50 states, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, are alleging that nearly 20 companies that manufacture generic drugs illegally collaborated with competitors to jack up the prices for those prescription medicines and divvy up the markets to limit competition. Okay. Now, Elizabeth Warren has come up with a plan. She thinks that the government should manufacture generic drugs to make sure that they're available to Americans at the best possible cost. I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that idea. I still remember what happened when the government thought it could run a telephone business and broke up the Bell Company into the Baby Bells. But something does definitely need to be done here. And I hope that lawsuit against those pharmaceutical companies does go forward. Another article, this one from ctrint.org, talking about more murders and murder-suicides committed by individuals on psychiatric drugs. And they're saying it's not just school-related acts of violence. There are 32 other acts of senseless violence committed by individuals taking or withdrawing from psychiatric drugs, resulting in 369 dead, 748 wounded. Big medicine is a scam, and they're just putting out these chemicals. Now, we've been talking a lot about aspartame, which, if you remember, many years ago was actually classed as a biological weapon used in high concentrations. It's an excitotoxin, which means if you are exposed to it, the neurons start firing in your brain. So it should come to nobody's surprise that there's a study published in the African Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine on the impact of aspartame consumption on neurotransmitters in rat brains. And the study fed these rats aspartame for durations of 10 to 40 days, then dissected the brains. And what they found out is that the neurotransmitters in the brains were depleted, which would make sense. If the nerves are firing constantly, they'll use up the available supply of neurotransmitters. And even more, they found that aspartame makes the brains vulnerable to chemical damage from food and vaccines, which means it's messing around with that blood-brain barrier. Another study, this one from Natural News here. Apparently, the study was published in the journal Environment International, confirmed that the antidepressant drug fluoxetine, commonly known as Prozac or Seraphim, directly causes multi-antibiotic resistance via genetic mutation. In other words, Prozac may be driving the antibiotic resistance crisis, and it is a crisis. There are so many strains of pathogens out there for which antibiotics won't work anymore. Big Pharma is trying to come up with more and more powerful antibiotics, but they're already so powerful, they all have side effects. They all cause damage. Okay, over at the New York Times, they actually put out an article suggesting that human extinction would not be a bad thing because climate change is destroying the planet. Well, you can see basically the hatred for humanity there. You know, the Earth will be so much better off without all you icky-poo human beings on it. You remember the remake they did of Day the Earth Stood Still? I thought it was horrible. You know, the first one was written when the United Nations was first getting started and people were very concerned about nuclear weapons. The remake of it starred Keanu Reeves, and it was all about, oh, we're coming to save the Earth from you humans. I don't particularly want to go extinct. I'm opposed to the idea. But the New York Times may get their wish, at least to a degree, because apparently that Ebola epidemic in the Congo is still spreading. And there have now been confirmed cases of patients, contagious patients, getting into some of the larger cities. So that is an ugly situation. All righty. So, following on that New York Times article, globalists are calling for a celebration of plunging human fertility as the war against humanity continues. So the UK Guardian basically published a story saying that declining birth rates of human babies is a cause for celebration. Okay, I want to know why the birth rates are declining. I mean, if the parents are making a decision because of the economy not to have kids, I'm perfectly okay with that. But what if there are other factors? Remember all these free vaccination campaigns that were being done in third world countries, and doctors there found out that the vaccines contained sterilization drugs. Remember the Epicyte gene? That was developed under a grant from the FDA and the USDA to create a corn, which when eaten, tricked your body into creating antibodies to human sperm, meaning you can no longer reproduce. Now, if that's gotten out into the wild, we're looking at a potential extinction-level event, so I'm sure they're going to be celebrating over at the New York Times for that one. It's amazing how reckless these people are with the planet. And they're always out there saying, we care about the planet. We care about nature. We really want to take care of it. And then they botch it up really badly. I'm reminded of Michael Crichton's book, State of Fear. And in the middle of this book, which is about the human-caused global warming, rising sea level fraud, he has this character coming on in, talking about the history of Yellowstone Park and how time after time after time, it got ruined. And there were no evil corporations in there exploiting the place. This was done by people who were convinced they knew what was best for nature, and they botched it up. And they're doing it all over again, but this time on a planetary scale. Okay. Over in Massachusetts, over at the Worcester School community, apparently there was this mother, Jocelyn Goodall, who submitted the paperwork to the school district to homeschool her 8-year-old son. And apparently the school district had police enter her home, handcuff her, and arrest her over what ultimately turned out to be a paperwork dispute. Because apparently the school district misplaced her lesson plan, which under Massachusetts law, you are required to submit. If you're going to homeschool your kid, we want to know what you're teaching them. You better be teaching them about the Holocaust and human-caused global warming. You better be teaching them that Oswald acted alone and that Arabs did 9/11. We want to control what your kids are thinking. Just because they're your kids, you don't have a right to tell them what to think or teach them anything we don't agree. This one is really, well, New York officials have hosted a gun buyback, this one of toy guns. And they're saying that toy guns are now dangerous. They don't want to have children familiar with guns. Boy, I remember when I was a kid, you got toy guns for Christmas and birthdays. What a reversal. We got to take another break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here on Thursday. And yes, the Lady Claire will be joining us tomorrow on our last show before the New Year holiday. And this PC stuff is really getting out of control here. Story coming out of Oraz.com. And apparently Apple has now banned a Christian app. And according to an organization named Truth Wins Out, biblical teachings are considered too dangerous for the public marketplace of ideas. And apparently, the complaints came from various homosexual groups who are upset that the Bible teaches that homosexuality is wrong. And they don't want anybody to who happens to be a Christian to get that. So Apple has now banned this Christian app. That's a First Amendment violation, I think. Google and Amazon are urged to follow suit. So they're liberalizing the world there. And apparently the app was produced by Living Hope Ministries. And looks like it's going to be deleted. Now, as you know, I myself am not religious. But I think people who are have a right to believe what they believe. And I don't agree with this idea of hating homosexuals or anything. But I think that the gays are stepping across a line when they try and force their point of view back onto the Christian groups, the app. Whatever happened to live and let live as a guiding philosophy of life? I mean, really, especially among the liberals, it almost seems like they have this unshakable faith that their job is to run around the planet meddling in everybody else's life. Tell them what to think, how to dress, who to love, who to hate. And I reject that. I do reject that. Now, this one's a little funny. Over in New Jersey, apparently there was a school boy who was at home doing his homework, and apparently he was using Alexa to cheat on his winter break homework. And the mom actually got the video before yelling at him and said, "You're supposed to do your math homework without help." But apparently the boy was asking things like, "Alexa, what's 5 minus 3? So it's creative, but again, unexpected aspects of having these devices in your home here. All right, last story of the day. Bryan Adams is out there expressing, he's a Canadian singer, and he's talking about all these new trade deals that will lengthen copyright terms to 70 years after the creator's death. And he's out there saying, how does that help the creator who is already dead? This is all about enriching the publishers, the recording companies, the record labels, so that they can just go on making money long after these materials should enter the public domain. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everyone that you know. Talk to them. Bring back the art of the conversation. And emails, mailing lists, social media is totally, totally compromised at this point. And please donate to Republic Broadcasting. They need it. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We need it. We all thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.